You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Ivory has been a favorite of poachers, traders, and collectors for centuries, but it usually comes at the expense of African elephants, one of whom is killed for its tusks every 15 minutes. That's a total of about 30,000 elephants a year. In Naledi, A Baby Elephant's Tale, we see the difficult journey an orphaned elephant goes through in her fight to survive during this dangerous time for elephants in Africa. The film is by Ben Bowie and Jeffrey Luck, and it opens at 8 p.m. tonight at Cinepolis. I never know how to pronounce it.
Cinepolis.
In Chelsea, as part of the Doc NYC Festival. I'm very pleased that it has brought two of its producers, Carol Tomko and Emery Issa, to our show today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Carol, what's the Great Elephant Census, and how did you hear about it?
Absolutely. Well, not only did we hear about it, but the Great Elephant Census started 3 years ago. Paul Allen realized that if we really wanted to have people care about elephants, we had to tell them how many of them were left. So we launched 3 years ago a global collaborative, 18 countries, first Pan-African elephant census in 40 years. And we set out with over a dozen NGOs and hundreds of partners and traversed the countries in order to count the elephants and see what they were. And unfortunately, the result was a pretty bad decline. And Naledi's story paralleled that life.
And in the film, we sometimes are in airplanes flying over elephant country and see some of the herds that still survive, but also see a lot of carcasses.
Yeah, it was important to us to not overplay the carcass vision, you know, the visuals in the film. We really wanted to make a story that was going to work for a family audience that, you know, parents could watch with their kids and with their, you know, teenagers and kids and adults could all watch together.
So, and the New York Times today noted that it's one of the rare works in Doc NYC Festival that appeals to family audiences.
Yeah, we've been. We were really worried that, especially that children might be upset seeing, you know, the images of dead elephants. So we were very sensitive about how we portray that side of the story. And I was very, you know, happily surprised to see that even third graders or second graders that have seen the film, that we did some school screenings, and you know, they were really engaged and understood it.
What brought your team to the Abu Camp in Botswana?
Yeah, I can jump in and say it was kind of funny. We found out a little over 3 years ago that there was a pregnant elephant at Abu, and we realized how incredibly rare it is to film an elephant. And Emery was down in Gorongosa shooting another film, and so we contacted Emery and said, hey, can you put together a crew and go capture this birth? We absolutely had no intention of making a documentary when we started.
And you thought the birth would occur right away? It lasted a lot longer than you expected.
Yeah. When they called me up, I said, you know, I could maybe do a few-day shoot because I'll probably have to get back to Gorongosa. And coincidentally, I had literally, just before they called, the day before, proposed to my girlfriend and filming partner, Kate. And so we got this call, and we said, well, you know, we're here. We have our cameras. We actually happen to have our night vision equipment with us at the moment. So why don't we just pop over to Botswana for a few days and have this experience?
How many elephants are there in Botswana? Botswana is not a major area for African elephants, is it? Aren't places like a little further north, like Kenya, where most of them live?
Botswana has the largest population of elephants on the planet, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The final number, is it close to 200,000 by some estimates?
I believe so, yeah.
And it's interesting because Botswana is one of the great success stories of elephants in Africa. At the turn of the 20th century, there was only perhaps a couple thousand elephants in the whole country. And through concerted conservation efforts over the decades, the population has done extraordinarily well there.
Now, why was why did Kitty die after she gave birth to Naledi? First of all, what's Naledi mean?
Naledi means star in Setswana, which is the local language. You know, we spent weeks with Kitty in the lead up to the birth. It was 19 24-hour days.
Did you know she was ill?
No, she wasn't ill at all, actually. She was very healthy and just a wonderful, gentle elephant. She would actually come up and we'd hug her in the morning, good morning, and she was just so friendly and gentle. And it was about 6 weeks after Naledi's birth that Kitty went out for a morning for the morning walk, and in the afternoon came back and was bleeding, and all of a sudden went very ill very quickly. She had a collapse of her intestinal wall.
What were they doing in the Abu camp? Weren't they? Why weren't they in the wild?
Well, Abu's a really special place. It's kind of three things. It's a research station, number one. It's a safari lodge, number two. And it's a rehabilitation. And so the elephants, as Emery got to spend time with them, they go out into the wild every day. And then they come back into the boma at night. And so the handlers aren't with them 24/7. They actually want them to be as natural of elephants as possible.
But they have obvious strong attachments to the elephants.
They
and
do.
The elephants obviously bond with them.
Very much so. So much that, you know, while I've been there on and off over the years, quite a number of times, some of the released, rewilded elephants, they come back to visit very regularly. Even after they form their own families, you see the rewilded elephants, you know, Jika, Naya, Nandipa, they all come back with their new kids and show them off.
Is the hope to have just send them out into the wild eventually?
They are all welcome to go into the wild, and that would be lovely. That would be a great success story. In fact, many of the wild ones, if I'm not mistaken, Emery, came back when Kitty was about to give birth, and that was kind of amazing that they sensed that she was there almost to come back and protect her.
Naledi was orphaned at 6 weeks. Did anyone expect her to have so many problems with health after her mother died?
No. I mean, that's why we kept filming. She just, her story just kept delivering these twists and turns, and we kept Emery and the team down there as long as they were willing to stay to cover it. But her charisma, we just felt we needed to keep filming.
And Emery, you said you just thought you'd be down there for a day or so.
Yeah.
How long did you wind
initially
up with
it was
this
a
project?
4-day shoot, and it ended up being a 2.5-year process. So we filmed across in Botswana and Kenya, Ethiopia, and it was, you know, I think over 100 shoot days.
Although Kitty died of natural causes, Naledi's situation is not all that unusual in Africa. That's the point you're making. There are a lot of orphaned baby elephants, mostly because their mothers have been shot. And that's because African elephant females have tusks as well as the males.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In fact, her story is really emblematic about what's going on with savannah elephants. I mean, there's so many elephants that are orphaned because their mom is poached, and it's just a terrible situation there.
Since a lot of the ivory winds up in Asia, why aren't Asian elephants as endangered, or are they?
Asian elephants have also been struggling quite a bit over the years. The main pressure on Asian elephants is habitat loss and human-elephant conflict. The Asian elephants, over the years, a lot of the ones that had prominent tusks have been killed. But Asian elephant ivory isn't prized as well as African elephant ivory.
And Asian females don't actually have tusks the way the African
and
females
some males,
do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, tusklessness is much more common among Asian elephants.
Well, you said that the other elephants in the herd came back when Naledi was born, so they were kind of welcoming her into the fold.
Yeah.
But what happened after her mother died?
After her mother died, the matriarch of the Abu herd, Kathy, who was an elephant who was stolen from the wild when she was only a year old and lived most of her life in zoos and circuses and never actually had a child of her own, and she's about 50 years old, for a while, she adopted Naledi and started producing milk herself, amazingly, and starts letting Naledi suckle. Because of her age and because of her inexperience, she didn't produce enough milk to sustain Naledi.
And a large part of the drama of the film is, are we going to get Naledi to drink milk? In this case, formula. She rejects the bottle for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we think there's a good chance she's going to die.
Yeah. There is. In fact, the funny or not so funny piece of it is that Bob Poole, who is the photographer there, his sister is a very famous elephant scientist. And through the contacts, finally people said, this is what you need to do. You need to blow into her trunk to get her to feel like it. But you see throughout the whole film, they do everything to make her feel as if she's part of their family to take the milk.
And one of the caretakers says, they said we have to be her mother.
Yeah. Right.
And she does bond with them.
Absolutely.
After a while, you almost wonder whether she's going to feel comfortable with other elephants because she seems to have such a good relationship with humans. Is this typical?
Yeah, elephants, when they feel safe around humans, whether they're in the wild or in captivity, yeah, they're curious. They're social beings. They have very rich lives, and they form really lasting bonds. I know that you know, I was the very morning that Naledi was born, when the sun first started coming up, Naledi saw me from a distance, and she was just learning to walk and learning what her world was, and she came over and she burst through the fence that was separating us and just jumped into my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just a few hours old at that time, and that incredible moment of bonding that we shared just then. On subsequent trips, when I would go, you know, from 100 yards away, Naledi will turn and see me and run to me, and it's just like welcoming my niece.
Even now.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about her sisters? She had two sisters.
She has a.
Did they take her under their wing?
Absolutely. She has a biological older sister, Lorato, and an adopted older sister, Pasika, and the three of them. Yeah, they get along so well. They were there right from the very beginning. As soon as she was born, it's a family affair raising her.
My guests are Emery Izzat and Carol Tomko, two of the producers of a new film called Naledi, A Baby Elephant's Tale. Are the elephants comfortable being filmed?
These elephants were very comfortable being filmed. I filmed elephants across a number of countries in Africa, and depending on the population, depending on the poaching pressure that exists, elephants behave very differently. I filmed elephants in Mozambique who have suffered from poaching a lot for decades, and they adopted a unique way of reacting to people where they charge right at us en masse. I've had 40 elephants charge me at a time just for trying to film them from 400 yards away. And in Kenya, where there's mixed bag of some poaching and some safety, they know the difference between people who are safe and people who aren't safe. So as soon as they get to know me, we build a little bit of a bond. In Botswana, where elephants are heavily protected and they feel very safe, they're very comfortable being filmed.
And in one of the scenes, two caretakers run and a lady trails right behind them,
yeah.
Kind of like a kid following her parents.
Yeah, they were training her. That was her exercise, if you will, for the day. Yeah.
But her sisters also help in training her. They, for example, there's a warthog that they teach her how to chase off.
Yeah, it's a big play. Is it such a huge part of being a kid, whether you're a person or an elephant? And it's the same way. Sisters love playing with their baby sister.
So what can we do? Is there anything being done by international environment groups to protect these endangered elephants?
There is. In fact, Emery and I, we were invited to screen Naledi down at CITES in Johannesburg just the end of September. And there were a number of bans and proposals put forward, if you will, and Emery can speak to those. But here in the States, people need to be aware of what's happening. They're buying ivory.
Isn't it illegal in this country?
It is illegal to buy it cross countries, but people don't know what's illegal ivory and what's legal ivory. And you can go out on the street here in New York and still buy ivory. You can buy trinkets.
In fact, there was a very major bust just about 3 or 4 weeks ago here in Midtown Manhattan. About $4.7 million worth of ivory was confiscated here from illegal traders.
Can you imagine a time when we won't have any more African elephants?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I can imagine it very easily. We're headed in that direction. It's right now when, as a global community, we need to decide if we want to have elephants or not. 50 years down the line, 30 years, even 20 years down the line, they're headed towards local extinction in a lot of areas.
Yeah. And we're the ones who are killing them.
Absolutely.
The demand for ivory, for sure. Even the Great Elephant Census showed between 2007 and 14, there was a 30% decline in the population, which on an annual basis would be about an 8% decline, which puts them being extinct sooner than we all want.
The Guardian recently published a report that the number of wild animals that are living on Earth is set to fall by 2/3 fairly soon in the year 2020.
Absolutely.
So that's not all that far from now.
No, it is not.
Meanwhile, how is Naledi doing?
She's doing fantastic. She turns 3 years old in just 2 weeks.
And how large is she? Is she close to full size?
Yeah, she is as big as her older sister is in the beginning of the film now. So she has some tusks, and she's very strong and boisterous, and yeah, she's doing great.
Living in the wild?
Well, she's in Abu Camp still, yeah. So, but she is, when she is old enough, it'll be up to her whether she stays there or not.
Is this film going to be shown anywhere other than DocNYC?
It will be. It will be on Netflix in first quarter. In March, it will come out. And we're going to hope that it's also going to have a global premiere in a few other countries as well.
Meanwhile, you can see it tomorrow night as part of the DocNYC Festival. 8 p.m. Oh, tonight. 8 p.m. tonight. I'm so sorry. And my great thanks to my two guests, Carol Tomko and Emery Izzat, for coming by to talk about Naledi, A Baby Elephant's Tale.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Leonard.
You.
Appreciate it.